Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Iyanu Zali, aka Savin Gavita, and you are now listening to Can I Play a Play live every Sunday, 2:30 Pacific Standard Time, with your hosts Pretty Tony and K Diddy. Get with the program. Por amor.
Yeah, what up world, it's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play a play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy, huh? Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
Strange witches, cowards conversate, so quick to distance, taking pictures for the feds and
centuries within my plans. Since I ended many penitentiaries, the best revenge is fuck friends. We military minds, soldiers, busting shot blindly, trying to find Jehovah to help me. Somebody save me, lost and crazy, scared to drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursing my baby. Maybe now niggas feel me now, pitching my pain, embrace my words, make the world change. And still I smell, nigga.
Now I'm moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine upon your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away, they're there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, I hope it leads to eternal life. We say the prayer for the homie Pop.
Welcome, welcome to the Center Player Play, coming to you live every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your boy Pretty Tony in the building. I'm in a bit of a somber mood. I started off the show with Tupac's Smile because I wanted, that's really for Mr. Trayvon Martin right there. I wanted to start the show off by saying that I'm so proud of all those that have gotten involved. I'm so proud of all those who have taken an interest. I'm so proud of all those who are standing up for a young man who simply went to the store to get candy and some iced tea. We here at Can a Player Play Beyond Us since it first came into the national media. And I want to ensure that it stays in the national media. So we're doing our small part to ensure that some measure of justice is served for a young man who was not gang-affiliated, who was not breaking into anybody's home, a young man who was simply going to get some candy, talking on the phone to his girlfriend. There is a crime in there, but I want to ensure that we don't move away and step into violence because that will deter from the message, and the message is that a young black life is precious. This young man did not fit any of the stereotypes that they normally affiliate us with as to justify their behavior, whoever they may be, because this is not a white or a black thing. This is just a society thing. Normally you fit a description, but because this young man wore a hoodie, he looked suspicious. He's now gone. He'll never see his mother again, so she won't be able to hug her child. His father will not be able to hug his son. And this is what we need to talk about. Whatever comes down the pipeline will not replace this young man's life. But nonetheless, the sleeping giant has now been awakened. Something will give and has to give. I'm going to let the usual suspect in. He always scooted down in the back with the low song. He might be screaming black power today. I don't know. I don't know what kind of mood he's in. Let me make sure I introduce him correctly. Sir K. Diddy Esquire, the elixir of love. Sir K. Diddy.
Welcome, everybody. The elixir of love. Yeah, I feel you, Big Tony, on that somber thing, man. But, you know, as usual, I am scooted down in the back, and I do think it is a society thing, and I do think it is a black-white thing, and I do think it is a stereotype thing, because without those things, how could this thing be allowed to happen, and how would we be talking about what we're talking about? You know, I think it's inclusive of all those things, brother. And until we realize and accept the fact that certain behavior, certain thought processes are embedded in some people, those things are going to continue to happen.
Absolutely. So, you know, the first few moments of the show have definitely been dedicated to Mr. Trayvon Martin and his family. But we're going to keep it rolling. You know, today's topic is, how am I no good father if I told you I didn't want no kids? And I see the switchboard lit up already. Hold on, let me see if this is my man. You know, the value of the neighborhood has already gone down if this is who I think it is.
Got to give my house away.
You know what I mean? 111, you're on. Welcome to the show.
Good. Give all that property away. I'll buy it up.
I got to give mine away.
Hell yeah.
So gentrification is in full effect, huh, Joe?
You got that right. You want to leave? No problem. Hey, I'll buy it up. Pennies on the dollar? That's my game.
I want all the no good dads on the same block.
Absolutely. So, you know, but before we get going, you know, I normally let Joe, do you have anything to say what we said about the Trayvon Martin situation, or we just rolling on, brother?
It's business as usual, that's all.
All right. So
because it's not going to stop. There is, it doesn't matter, if blacks were in control, let's say whites were 14% instead of blacks being 14%, or Asians were the dominant culture of America, or the Asians were 14%. It doesn't matter what country. Every country has a caste system. This kind of thing goes on. It's not, you know, to me, it's kind of surprising when people talk about how something like this is unusual. This is not a post-racial world. This is our society. Our society here in America is white versus black. In India, it's Indians versus Indians, but it's black, it's a light skin. I don't know. It's not skin color. It's caste. It's a caste system. In England, it's of course, England is the white Anglo-Saxon Anglicans or white Anglo-Saxon Protestants versus the immigrants. In every country, in Russia, they have their own particular caste system. So to me, you know, it's not surprising.
And I'm glad you said that, Joe, because there's some people who are probably going to be up in arms about what you just said, but there is most assuredly a measure of truth to this, because it's not an unusual event. This is just one of those things that the perfect storm has lined up, as I said earlier in the show, that the young man had no gang affiliations. This was not a ghetto neighborhood. There were no dope deals being conducted. His father has no criminal history that we know of so far. This was just a young man walking in the burbs with candy in his pocket. But I assure you, if this was South Central L.A., Chicago, the Bronx, Brooklyn, you know, Miami, deep in, you know, Liberty City somewhere, it would not have gotten national attention. It would have been quickly cleaned up, or, you know, down in the murder capital, down in New Orleans. It would have been quickly cleaned up and moved away, because this is not unusual, and that's why I'm glad some measure of spotlight is being put on it. We'll see what comes of it. But we're going to get into the topic of the show. You know, I met you. You met me. We decided to kick it, be friends with benefits, have a relationship, whatever it is we discussed, and I made it clear I don't do kids. I'm not trying to have kids. You agreed, so you were on birth control, or you pinched upon whatever deceptive measure you used. And yes, women, we're putting it on in this situation. We're talking about y'all today because we're going to talk about the fellas in a minute. So like I said, this is an equal opportunity bashing show. We don't take no prisoners. So we're talking to y'all first. I told you I didn't want no kids. Now you dragging me into court for child support, you know what I mean, disrespecting my name, pulling my name through the mud that I'm a no-good daddy, when you and I both know the truth that I never wanted no kids in the first place. So how am I no-good daddy? K. Diddy, these words were inspired by you, brother, last week, so take the lead. Go on with it, brother.
Yeah, we so commonly hear that. You know, we've even heard stories about, I didn't think I could even get pregnant anymore, but now that I see that I still can get pregnant, I'm going to have this baby. I'm going to have this baby whether you approve of it or not. I don't need you. I'm a professional woman. I make my own money. I make my own decisions. I don't need you. I'm going to have this baby. Then a month down the road, 2 months down the road, you didn't go to the doctor with me. You didn't give me this. I'm sick today. What kind of father are you going to be? And then the guy want to know, well, I'm going to be a great father when I'm ready to be a father, but I thought we discussed this. And I told you I was not ready. I was not ready. I'm still trying to fix me, so when I am ready, I could be 100% with the situation. But you told me that you was going to do it in spite of what I say. So when are you going to be responsible, or why am I a deadbeat dad?
Oh, ladies, whenever y'all ready, y'all can jump in on this one here, because we talking on this show, we talk about a lot of topics that a lot of people are not comfortable talking about.
Is that 702 we trying to see with the
it's
hand up?
It's got to be 702. You know,
well, let's find out. Hold on.
You know it is.
Well, welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Jeez, I wonder who this is.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the show.
First of all, I just want to say y'all hurt my feelings last week. Y'all stuck me on hold and didn't put me back on, but it's okay. I'm past that. And to jump on this topic, if the female said that she was on birth control, then y'all should have took that measures too. Y'all should have protected yourselves.
Oh, boy.
Let me finish. I'm not jumping just on the men. I'm going to some females, too. There's females that don't want kids, but yet they end up getting pregnant by the dude because the dude said, I'm going to be around. I want you to have my baby. She don't want the baby, so she starts taking off, partying every day, leaving the baby. The parent, they need to take responsibilities. Both parties. If the father has the kids, then the mother needs to pay child support. If the mother has the child, then the daddy needs to pay child support. You don't want to be in the child's life, that's your loss, not the child's.
Yeah, okay. I get that point. I'm sure there's a measure of fairness in what you just discussed, and we're going to address that in a moment. But right now, we're talking about if the brother made it clear he didn't want
then he should have protected himself when she said that she was on birth control.
Wait a minute. How do you say a guy should now also protect himself when he's trusting the woman that he supposedly loves when she tells him he's on she's on birth control?
It don't matter. Females lie. Y'all keep saying it throughout the show, throughout every topic. Females lie. Females manipulate. Protect yourself. That's the number one rule. Everybody knows that. Come on now.
Well, this
use
is
your
a
brain.
Real 702. What happened to the apologetic 702?
Oh,
that
I'm still apologetic. I'm not jumping on the men or the
women.
I'm jumping on both.
Okay, wait.
I'm jumping on both.
Okay, let me ask this question. All right, the dude accept responsibility for not protecting himself, so now you're pregnant. But also the fact that he did do this disclaimer early in the game saying he did not want this, he was not ready for this, and he explained it. It's not because he's not being a man, but he loved you, and he don't want to mess you or him up at this particular juncture. But now that the thing that happened, you're pregnant, he said, okay, now we need to go take care of this. Now all of a sudden, he ain't got no say-so about what the woman does with her body. She don't want to abort it now. She's taking full responsibility of that decision. The man has no control. Okay. You're saying now that's her decision not to abort.
That's her decision. So if she doesn't want to abort, then he needs, be there financially. Just give, give her money.
Oh, right, so he's just screwed right there.
No. Let me say, if she's not willing to do that, fine. Put it on paper. Y'all discussed it. Y'all made an agreement.
702.
Then
right?
No, hush. Let me finish because I'm going through the exact same similar thing. My son's father ain't around. He wanted the baby. Then he didn't want the baby because he was too busy listening to everybody else. I chose to have the baby because I don't believe in abortion. I'm taking care of my child. He's paying child support.
You're not coming to a conclusion from your particular standpoint. All you're doing is making the story. Kay Diddy asked you a question. If you're going to take responsibility for that decision,
I'm going to take responsibility,
He should have protected himself also.
Because this is a sensitive subject. That child didn't ask to be here. They were fighting
each
other.
You still did not address the question.
Because you're not letting nobody talk. Why don't you shut up?
Go ahead and talk.
Oh, my God. Hold on. We're getting a bit testy on the air right now, even though I enjoy
no,
it.
No, because y'all keep interrupting.
Yeah, I enjoy it, too. I know. But it comes
go ahead.
What,
we're going to let you finish up. You got 60 more seconds. Make your point, young lady.
If y'all made an agreement in the beginning,
yes.
Fine. Y'all, he should have protected himself as well if she's saying that she's on birth control just to be safe with it so that no accidents happen.
Okay, I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you that momentarily. Hold on, 702. I'm going to give you that momentarily and say, okay.
I can't get that, too. I'm sorry, brother. Elixir love, I can't get that. Because the whole purpose of you having a trusting relationship with this woman, you have to believe something that she says. And if you sit up here and discuss that, and you laid out your career objectives, you listen to her career objectives, and y'all both decided this is not the thing to happen right now. So, yeah, she said that she's protected. Yeah, she said she got that. Don't worry about that. That thing ain't going to happen. And then it happens. Then she assumes full responsibility. And if she chooses going to have that baby against all my thing, how are you going to ultimately hold me responsible for that? And then now, if you'd have made a 100% decision that you don't want to, you know, do whatever is necessary so we don't have 18, 20, 100 years of problems, you took all responsibility away from me. You just took everything. You're completely in control.
Now, okay, and your point is valid. But, you know, I'm a play devil's advocate and say that is assuming as you're engaging in this trusting relationship that you've placed a lot of trust in said woman to say, okay, she says she's on birth control. How many of us are man enough to get up every day and make sure she takes that birth control pill? How many brothers really have time like that?
What's that got to do with a person's manhood if he don't want to go in the bathroom or monitor how his woman take vitamins and stuff?
Because you're putting all that on her.
She's accepting it.
Okay.
Hey, lady, I'm gonna call you 702 because you're gonna be the devil's advocate. Hey, lady, 702. Okay. All right. That's the meaning of trust. Trust means you do not watch everybody every second of the day. Trust means
you
give somebody their leeway. That's what trust is about. You cannot have an agreement saying, I will do this, but it's your responsibility to make sure I do it.
And in an ideal world, Joe, in an ideal world, yes, that is what trust would be.
Mm-hmm.
But in this world, in this reality that we dwell in, that is really putting your future into the hands of somebody else. Any way you want to look at it, you're putting that trust, as you call it, over from the side of the fence I come from.
When you eat dinner, does this woman prepare for you? You put trust in her.
Mr. Trust got shot in my neck of the woods, homie.
Every time you sit down and eat food she cooked for you, you put trust in her that she ain't poisoning your ass.
That's right.
Yes, a certain amount of it. And even sometimes when you really paranoid, you tell her to taste it first, homie. Especially if she's mad.
You know what I do with that kind of woman? I don't even want her around for two freaking seconds.
So what we going to do in that situation that Tony just gave us, we're going to let everybody else screw our woman and see if she get pregnant and see how she act. And then if she act cool, then we'll know that we don't have to use protection.
Yeah, then we put it on TV and make it a reality show.
I'm just making a point here, gentlemen, that, okay, in an ideal world, okay, I'm trusting you that you took the pills. But after you, if you're with somebody long enough, you should know, ultimately, as time will reveal, whether or not they're just saying they don't want it just to, because they want the relationship or something that they truly mean. I'm saying you're putting a whole lot of trust in that system right there.
Let's take the lightness out of it. Let's actually get down to it. If we can't trust her or him, why should we even bother? And if women are going to come back with this kind of statement of, well, you should have done this and you should have done that, which I hear from every fucking broad on the planet, you know, it's your responsibility. Yeah, it's my body, but it's your responsibility. Why do we need them?
Joe, come on.
You can't trust them.
We need them for certain particular reasons.
Okay,
you just got to figure out what your reasons are.
Okay. See, this one guy said they life support system for a sex object, but I didn't say that. That's what this other guy just said.
Nah, own up to that, Jay Diddy.
I didn't say that. This other guy said that.
You always talking about some other guy saying they ain't nothing but life support for the coochie. You're wrong.
We have to keep a certain amount of decorum, Tony. We are the host of the show. Now, quit it. Stop it.
Come on now. Okay, you're right, sir. Yes, sir. So, this guy that K. Diddy know always says that a lot of times a lot of women ain't like, but you know me. Ladies, y'all can jump all over that. That's a grenade that got launched. I want to make sure I take a quick moment here to thank the sponsors of the show, www.worldmovement.com. Check out the music, the books, everything of that nature. I also want to thank all the folks that have been flocking to follow a brother on Twitter. For all of y'all who want to keep up with Pretty Tony, holler at your boy, at Selassieson on Twitter, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N. We into the thousands now. We're trying to grow a little bit. Join the Playology movement.
Yay, we thousandaires.
Yeah, we MITs up on this program, millionaires in training. That's what
we're
going to get.
All right. Is there anybody else on the phone lines besides 702?
There are quite a few people on the line. They're listening to us. A couple people have logged into the chat room. Anybody that has anything to say, quickly press the one button, join in. You know, we ain't going to bite ladies. If we have any other ladies out there, I'm about to jump on Twitter and see what the Twitter folks talking about. But, you know what?
Let me just say one thing, too, man. I'm going to have to take up for 702 because she cool with me, man, because I got an issue with deadbeat moms, man. I really do. You know, I really do. So me and 702 cool.
You're the only one between you and Tony and me. I don't know. Tony might be. I'm not. I'll tell
Hold
you
on.
Right now.
Wow, Joe, I think you done pissed a couple people off. The switchboard just lit up.
Well, let the bitches in.
Oh, did he? No, he did not just say let the bitches in. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Oh, 702. 702.
Wow.
Welcome to the show.
Let the bitches in?
You heard me.
Wow. So now you're attributing women as being female dogs. Would that happen to include your wife and your mom?
As a matter of fact, yeah. Now what?
Okay. So since you address your mom like that, then you can address other women like that. But women bring a balance. We bring you guys a balance, and you guys bring a balance to us as well.
Okay. We like what you got to say so far. Keep talking, young lady. You have the floor.
So, therefore, that's why we need each other. So that we can bring that sense of balance.
What
now,
balance?
I'm not agreeing with women trapping men and saying, oh, okay, I done just had this baby, now you got to do what you're supposed to do. No, because, heifer, if you stuck a pin in the condom that he put on, then you trapped him and it's your responsibility.
Preach that, sister. That's
but,
all we're up on here saying.
So I have to agree in one sense what you guys are saying. If she's trapped you with some conniving stuff like that, then she get what she get. It's her responsibility.
Yeah, but that's nice to say. Both you and 7-2 are making nice, sweet speeches. However, the law says it doesn't matter. You broads can fucking preach all you want. It doesn't mean shit in the world of law. The man still has to pay for the chick putting that pinprick in the condom. So nice speech, but it gets you zero.
But understand what I said. I'm not in conflict with you. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, you're agreeing
because
it's nice and politically correct to agree when you know that if you do it, the guy that you've done it to still has to pay for the child you brought into the world, even though you accepted responsibility for him putting his fucking prick in you. So stop talking about crap like that.
Joe is on a roll today. Hold on. We got Joe. You get me. You know what? You got
you know what? Because this topic is the grenade that I'm glad you launched or K. Diddy launched as opposed to the 65-year-old wrinkle forms that we had left off with last week. Because this is a real life situation that affects all men.
Absolutely. A lot of brothers, that's one of the reasons we're doing the show today, is because a lot of times, not saying that the female struggle should be belittled in any way, because it should not. Women have come a long way over the last 30 or 40 years, and in some scenarios, deservingly so, the rights that they have been afforded and given were well deserved. But what has happened in the grand scope of things is that male rights have been flushed down the toilet, and a lot of times our struggle is not addressed, because it's not every time you hear a brother not taking care of his child, he's a deadbeat dad. It's this scenario as we're describing it right here, that this was not a planned pregnancy. This was not a pregnancy that you wanted in any way, shape, or form. But a lot of times, because of political correctness, a lot of times brothers ain't allowed to say that. I never wanted a child. I told you I didn't want to be a daddy. I told you I didn't want no family in this moment for whatever reason. Maybe I got my own personal demons. Maybe I can't afford it. Maybe I'm psychologically screwed up. I don't know, whatever it is, but I told you. But now here we sit in the court of law with this man in a robe or woman in a robe looking down on me, talking to me as though I am less than based on this scenario, and then to add further insult to injury, I've been told that I don't have an opinion in this matter. When I'm standing in this courtroom of law saying I never wanted the child, and I made this clear to this young lady.
But wouldn't that go back on your responsibility of who you lay with?
That does go back to who we lay with, but if I engaged in a civil discussion with you, we sat down as adults, and I'm not even going to use that trust word that Joe and K. Diddy was throwing around. I'm going to say we sat down as adults. I painted myself, I painted you the picture of what I wanted to see and be in, and you agreed to set terms in the discussion, and now, for whatever reason, your estrogen level has gone up, hormones are out of whack, I don't know. I am now sitting in a court of law based upon your decision to say, okay, I'm going to reproduce, which you have that right. But I should have the right to make it clear that I never wanted this child in the first place. But yet my name is being dragged through the mud. My place of employment is getting this letter from the district attorney's office about 33 and a third of my check.
I can't even have a driver's license because they done took that.
And if, and the
go ahead, Levant, say that. You're right.
And the longer that I try to fight, the arrears that are being accrued are not going down. They're going
they go
up.
On.
And once they are there, you can't get rid of them because then you have to engage in a new fight.
And then, yeah, and
you're right in what you're saying. Again, I'm not disagreeing with you. I will give you a little bit personal with me. I'm in a situation where I had a child. We agreed on it. But once the divorce came and he got into a new relationship, then he no longer wanted the child. But I did not go to court. I did not fight for child support because I felt like I knew what your you knew what your responsibilities were when we agreed to have this child.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse the expression, but there was no white room, white man in the bedroom with us when we was doing what we were doing to make it. So
no,
I don't feel like
no
someone else should decide what the outcome should be of your responsibilities. I know I'm one of the rare breed, but yeah.
And you know what?
We're going to say boo-hoo, boo to that guy right there because, see, guys like that really give these other guys like us really, really a bad name, you know what I'm saying, because they have really forgot how to be men. So the next time that woman, in a lot of occasions, come up on another guy, he don't even get a chance because they still trying to deal with that, and understandably so. But guys like that, gets no respect from K-Dizzle.
And I
mm-hmm.
want to make sure we make it clear that on Canada Player Play, this is not a forum for deadbeat dads. This is not a forum for you to come boo-hooing and griping if you knew what you were getting to and willfully participated in the creation of the child.
Mm-hmm.
We're not giving you no ghetto pass over here.
We're just talking about equality, because if the brother made it clear and plain up front that this is not what he was trying to do and he explained it to you, y'all discussed it, and this was not a selfish decision. It was a joint decision for the betterment of both of you, and you agreed, and you changed the rules in the middle of the game, and you decided you want to do something opposed from him. I think something should be written in law where when you change the rules, then his rules should also be equally changed, where he shouldn't be held accountable. He shouldn't lose his driver's license. He shouldn't be subjected to any of that. That should be totally you since you chose to go that route.
And I think it's unfair that the judicial system takes a man's driver's license. I think that's totally unfair because now you're saying, I want this man to go to work. I want him to take care of his responsibility, but you're cutting off his way to get there.
Absolutely. And
they know a cowboy. They know a cowboy without a horse ain't shit. They know that.
There you go. So they are setting you
mm-hmm.
up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
So it is basically a measure of setting you up to fail where you have a third battle to fight where they're going to be like, oh, we'll allow you to have the driver's license between your work.
Hey, man, what made you think I don't need you to make me no new license plates? Are you crazy?
There you go. But hold on. Okay, Diddy. We got a new 111. Welcome to the show. You on live?
Hey, what's happening, gentlemen? How are you? Mr. Solution, how are you?
Hey, Rich.
What's going on, Mr. Solution?
All right. How am I a no-good father if I told you I didn't want kids? Actually, what you guys are embarking upon is the injustice of the law in terms of how it carves out a niche for itself. In other words, this is a total violation of the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause, whereas they give women the right to, the legal right, operative word, legal right to opt out of parenthood and do not allow men that same right. And the reason they do that is for a financial profit for the state. See, the federal government sponsors, the federal government sponsors the child support. So they actually have created a huge bureaucracy whereby judges, attorneys, social workers, and administrators collect big salaries under the guise of pursuing men. That's not the aim. The aim is to create the bureaucracy, which they have done. So men need to keep at, this is a very good question, and I'm going to tell you something. If you put this question to legislators, they can't answer this question, and you reveal their bastardly and dastardly lies. The thing is just like I said, they have used women as a financial gain because also understand that CCA, that's called Correction Corporation of America and its affiliates, understand that women will not be able to raise these kids, and these kids will end up being wards of the state. and ultimately involved in the penal system, which pays good money, by the way. The CCA is on the New York Stock Exchange. So my point is, it is all generated based on a lie that they know the average citizen will not peep out. The fundamental problem here is denying men their right to freedom of reproductive rights. See, because everything that women do, everything that men do, excuse me, women do it also. But are women penalized? No. Women are subsidized. They're not penalized. They're subsidized.
And
women aren't stupid.
And in these, speeches that these two chicks gave about sympathizing with men, that's full of shit. Number one, 702 says, why don't you put it in writing? You can't put it in writing because, as Rich is saying, the law doesn't abide by that. Men do not have any rights.
And the law is the culprit. It is the law. Now, see, the law knows that most people are beneath its level, and they know that you will not peep it out. You will not hold it accountable. But there are people, there's a puppet master behind the law, and I just told you who they are. They're the legislators. They're the judges. All of this is a scam. It's
okay,
a flim-flam scam.
Well,
has nothing to do with children.
Okay,
it has to do with the profit. Not one of those damn judges sitting up there would give one half of 1% to go to support the cause that they are sitting up there adjudicating.
It's not just a bureaucracy. It's an incentive. What you haven't mentioned, which you're probably trying to allude to, is that it's an incentive. The states actually get a bonus from the federal government.
No, I did say that. I said it's
every...
Yeah, but go ahead. I did say that, though. But go ahead, please.
All right. So they actually get an incentive, a financial incentive, to have these, I don't know about getting the kids to become the ward of the state, but to have these cases go to court, to have the state chase down so-called deadbeat dads. So it's not about...
To be more specific, the state gets kickbacks from the federal government. This is a federal government program, and it was pushed forward by the BDI feminists. They were the ones who pushed this forward. Now, I'm laughing a little bit because it's so damn absurd. A woman can use her – a woman determines if she gets pregnant, when she gets pregnant, and by whom she gets pregnant, okay? So – but they know that if they give the woman all the rights, and none of the responsibility on the aggregate, women will go in the desired direction. It's just like when they're herding cattle into particular chutes. They know that if they subsidize women. Now, what I recommend, and I've been recommending this for quite some time, if women were required to register for the Selective Service, more women would be responsible, because even the president pointed out that Selective service registration is an obligation to one's country. And I don't know if you guys had thought this through, but you should. Women do not have a legal obligation to the country. And we're talking all legal here now. We're talking all legal. The government will use its power, its huge abusive power, club men over the head to acquiesce to the woman's, insane demands, because they know she is easier for them to manipulate. And that's it in a nutshell.
I want to ask the two chicks, 702 and, the other two so-called sympathizers for men. If you're in a relationship with a guy and the guy says to you, I don't want kids, and you say, okay, babe, and yet you either put the pin hose in the condom or you stop taking the pill, you're going to say it's the guy's fault? Are they there, Tony?
I think everyone else may have dropped off, Joe.
Hello?
And that woman and that gentleman tells me he does not want children. My question to him is it for this season? Or is it never? Because if my desire is to have children and his desire is not to have children, then I either need to move on or respect his wishes.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. The other thing I would just like to – that's a good point. The other thing I would like to throw out is we follow a schematic of fakeism in that there are a lot of men, a lot of women who don't want kids. Women should step up and say that, because that is a expression of compatibility for you to be connected with a man who doesn't want kids. And by the way, I'll be the one to go on the record to say this. It's okay not to want to have kids. In fact, most people who choose not to have kids are more responsible than those who do choose to have kids. Now, let me just go on record. Not that all people who choose to have kids are irresponsible, but the point of it is, two people should be able to say that without fear of reprisal.
Mm-hmm.
702, where are you?
I'm here.
No, not you. 702.
Well, I'm calling from 702 too. That's why I'm asking.
How many chicks, Tony? Is every chick on the planet coming from 702?
So let's see. We'll do this. My name is Chandra.
All right, Chandra.
Okay.
Where's the other 702?
I don't know.
Tony, hey, Diddy.
Well, I guess I'm here. I guess she's not on the line. I see her, but you know she's not speaking up, so maybe she's not listening or she's doing something. Right.
Nah, she's on the line. Her mic is open, but I don't think she knows that the mic is open. But 702,
can you hear me?
There you go.
If I don't want kids, I'm gonna make sure that I protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's not my question. My question is, if you're in a relationship with a guy, and a guy, as the theme of the show, if he says, I don't want kids.
If we both agree on not having kids, then I'm going to make sure I protect myself, because accidents happen.
If accidents happen,
in the condom,
hey.
Then maybe the guy should have pulled out.
Okay. In other words, then,
maybe
he should have
pulled out. No, I'm not full of shit. If a man don't want a child and they agree that they don't want kids, do you know how stupid you sound?
Do you know how illogical?
Well, you get kids because you're too incompetent.
Do you know how illogical you sound?
People don't want kids. They need to protect themselves. There's other forms of birth control than pills.
Yada yada yada.
Why don't you get a?
You know, it's too bad you don't go to court. But if you don't rant and rave in front of a judge, they would throw you away just for aggravating the judge.
No, they wouldn't. Because everybody, if you don't want children, protect yourself.
Oh, you're so dumb.
I would like to ask 702 a question. I would really like to ask 702 a question.
A woman is not just limited to protect.
Hold on.
I would like to ask 702 a question. You made the statement that he should pull out. Did you just say that? If he does not want kids, he should pull out.
She did say that.
Okay, so I have to agree with the gentleman. I'm sorry, my friend, but that's ignorance on your part, because why would you even take that chance of him pulling out? When you in that moment, ain't nobody trying to pull out. Both of y'all trying to get there.
And you better hurry up, because
I'm
just keeping it real from a woman's point of view. No, boo-boo, I'm getting there. I'm there, you there, let's go on and do this. So that's why you have to protect yourself. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to woman bash. You probably have 50-11 kids. If you're using that method.
Oh, wow. Now, that's in it. Wow. Revelatory.
Everybody's getting angry.
Oh.
Joe, you back on, Joe.
Oh. 6'11", kid. That's better than what I ever could have said.
But see, one of the problems is, and I talk about this quite often, women are not held accountable. You remember on As Good As It Gets, when they asked that eccentric author, how do you know women so well? That was a woman who asked Jack Nicholson that. And he said, I start out with a man. I take away reason and accountability. And there you be.
Yeah, that's from carnal knowledge.
Wow. We got a little bit.
Lamont, I'm going to stop listening to your show. I haven't listened in a while. Now I know why I haven't. I get pissed off and riled up.
I'll blame that shit on me. Blame it on Tony.
It's all your damn fault. You and that damn Tony.
You got men's on the line.
Hey. Mind of the madman. All this madness, yes. But truthfully, and I want to make sure we throw this out there because, you know what, we all got, boy, the phone line, y'all got a little bit testy a moment ago, and this is a subject matter that should be testy, and I'm going to get off the sisters for a moment, and I'm going to get on the brothers, because I don't know who brought it up, but somebody said it earlier. I think it was Mr. Solution about the women who don't want kids. Then a brother engages in a relationship, and he wants kids, and you get her to have the child, y'all run into issues, then you've just left her blown in the wind. That is no better than what we're talking about right
now. That's true.
That is absolutely no better. That is absolutely disgraceful and disgusting to somebody like me because, once again, this comes back to one of this situation, no disrespect to the ladies. A lot of you fellas out there are not holding your balls and you're now for fatness. You told this young lady, oh, baby, let's have a baby, and she kept saying, no, I don't want no kids. I'm not sure. I got to see what the future holds. She like, I don't know what's going to happen with us, and you done made her all these worlds of promises. And then now that things didn't work out, she is stuck with this child.
And now she got a crazy little leprechaun running around looking just like you, and he ain't gonna be no good because you ain't no good, and you ain't there to try to teach
you
nothing.
Absolutely.
And that guy is a scumbag. That guy is a scumbag.
I think that is a de minimis argument. I think that is the exception to the rule. And by the way, let's be honest about this. It is always, both from an option standpoint and from a legal standpoint, whether or not a woman has a child. She has two big guns that the man does not have. It is always her choice. And I think for us to be non-cognizant of that fact is a critical error.
Rich, okay? What you're describing is about when people make choices and somebody has, especially the woman, has violated that choice. This is what has happened when the scumbag has actually persuaded somebody who now trusts, I happen to believe in that word, if she trusts him, he's saying, yes, I want children. We are going to get married. We're engaged. And then he takes off, especially for stupid reasons. That guy's a scumbag. I don't blame her.
Well, you have to give her some responsibility because remember this. It is up to, look, there's what you call a presumption of risk in anything one does. So a woman should, first of all, and what you've described is a breakdown, fundamental breakdown in communication. It is up to her to determine how relationship worthy this guy is. And by the way, given the men that women reject, women either know or can know what a man's character is.
Now, hold on. There's a double standard to that comment, though.
Yeah, that is a double standard.
Earlier, we were jumping on when 702 said the man should have, in that assumption of risk that you are referring to, which you're now squarely placing at the feet of the young lady, I would then turn the conversation and say that assumption of risk would then also have to be placed and feet, going back to when I said earlier, Mr. Trump got shot in my neighborhood, when everybody's like, he should have strapped up even if she said she'd taken birth control. He assumed the risk of believing that she took that birth control, and now we're sailing in this ocean.
Hold on.
We got somebody else trying to join us here. 562 area code, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, my brothers? I just came in on the late end, so I'm just listening and getting some knowledge.
Okay. Please, partake of the knowledge, and if you choose to, you know, you can jump in and let us know what you think, brother.
I'm ready for you.
Yeah, I'm just curious, how many of the people, and I'm asking the host this also, how many of you have read the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court decision 1973?
Oh, brother, I ain't even going front and act like I did. I can say I have not read Roe versus Wade. I have heard about it. I know the basic schematics of it, but I've never read it, sir, no.
Let me encourage you to please read it. Start page. I say don't Google because Google tracks your IP. But start page, Roe v. Wade. Please read that. It's quite exciting, by the way. It's very exciting. Read it because that is the law that if we're not aware of that law, then we really don't understand the discussion. We've got to be aware of the law, because the law is the one that holds control over us. We
it's not
are
about
controlled
right,
by the law, given its power. We are what
Roe
you call,
versus Wade isn't even about, it's about women's choice. It's not even about abortion. The whole thing is the discussion right now, yes, the law is part of it. It's a huge part of it in terms of ramifications, but we're talking about trust. The trust,
and we're
the emotional
about consequences.
But let
right.
me say this. One of the reasons that women don't even have to discuss reproductive rights is they know that everything is in their favor. See,
but a responsible thing. That's not true. A responsible woman does. A responsible woman is going to talk to that mate before marriage and after marriage and come to a compromising position on it, on whether we are going to have children or not. We even discuss whether it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, however many. You get with your mate and you decide. But if you get with a chicken head, then you dealing with something totally, totally different. Because they are looking at their children. Okay, if I can have a baby by him and he riding in the Benz, then maybe, you know, my baby going to be taken care of and I can get the welfare over here and then some of his money that he, you know.
If the
so
law
they're looking
says,
at
no
them as
welfare,
merchandise,
no,
not as children.
You take care of the kid that you have. But how many women do you think are responsible? What percentage of women do you think are actually responsible?
I can say the
that
women that I hang around are responsible.
Really?
I think they're all responsible while they love your ass, but that don't mean they're going to be responsible tomorrow.
No, and hold on, Mr. Solution, when you say responsible, what do you mean by responsible? Because right now,
I'll answer that. That's an easy one for me. Responsible means actually owning up to what you do. In other words, taking care of what you do, being responsible financially, emotionally, and physically for what you do. So a woman who has a baby with a guy who, for example, how am I a no-good father if I told you I didn't want the kid? Then, of course, if the woman has a child, then she should take responsibility from it. She shouldn't go to the law to try and force the man to pay for a child he's already told you he didn't want.
I agree
That's
with
responsibility.
That, yes, sir.
And
that is. And we also have to turn around, and even after you guys say you want them and you walk away from your responsibility, we still have to go forward in our responsibility with that child.
Yeah, but
okay,
that's
what
the
you didn't,
dad, that's from, as far as I'm concerned,
what you didn't address
you
is the plethora
him,
of men, hope
down,
you like that word.
You should.
The plethora of men who want to see their kids, and the women are so immature, they block the men from seeing their kids.
And
that,
she's
that's
a foolish broad. Because
that's
at the
a
end
lot of
the
women.
Day,
that's
at
a lot
end
of women.
Of the
and
day,
the law doesn't sanction her for doing that.
Tony, are you going to continue this next week?
At the end of the day, that woman is sorry. If she, any woman who keeps that father from seeing that child because he doesn't pay or because he doesn't want to be with her anymore, from a woman's point of view, a responsible woman's point of view, she's a sorry-ass chick.
Yeah, but there's no accountability, and we all end up paying for the child who is corrupted and who is neglected.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to make this point. We were talking about a compromising position. We should not be discussing a compromising position while we are in a compromising position, because there are many lies and very little truth when we are about to bust a nut.
I love you. I just love you so damn much. That's why I recommend the walk in the park and spending quality time with the person. Get to know if this person is really whom you, the person
you
want to be with.
You never really know that person, because that person will tell you fucking lies from day one all the way through marriage.
Hold on, that's not true. That is absolutely not true. Because, see, what you're saying now is that we have no confidence to ascertain the truth from another individual.
No. I'm saying she's telling you. If she's telling you lies, yes, you have to be able to discern if she's telling you the truth or not. I just said that she's telling you lies. If you're believing those lies, now if you're in the throes of love, you know, sometimes your reason goes out the window. But even so, some women and some men, too, can become such good actors that if you're the bounty, if you're worth $500,000 a year, that chick all of a sudden becomes Meryl Streep. You're not going to be able to find out until you're in court.
One way you can tell whether or not a woman is genuine is look at her life. Look at what she has to lose for acting irresponsibly. Now, I often say many black women who are educated will not have bastard children. A lot of them aren't married. In fact, most of them aren't married. The more educated, and I just mean academically, the more educated a black woman is, the more likely she is to not be married. And, of course, she will not have bastard children because there's a shame attached to that. Now, that's not true with the hood rat.
Man, we are out of time. We're down to, like, the last 15 seconds. Please join us next week for the part two for this discussion that got so heated. We're down to the last 10 seconds of the show. You know, join the Playerology Movement, www.worldmovement.com. Keep up with your boy, Pretty Tony, on Twitter, at SelassieIson, SelassieIson. We love y'all. We see you next week. Hey, Diddy, tell them love,
yo,
brother.
Absolutely. Call me if you learn how to cook barbecue sardines.
My childhood when it's my heart die. And even though we both came from the same places, the money and the fame made us all change places. How could it be through the misery that came to pass? It's a hard time to make a true friend afraid to ask. I'm currency, but you can run to me when you need, and I never leave. Honestly, someone to believe in, as you can see, just a small thing too true. What could I do? Real homies help you get through. And coming new, he do the same thing if he could. Cause in the hood, true homies make